So when we recite this, the way to recite is there. So visualizing that, he says, when Buddha was giving these tongue teachings, all the surrounding, you know, the disciples, those who did request, you know, those Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, so like whole sky is full, say like that, Buddha, Bodhisattvas, and Buddha Shakyamuni, Buddha in the center. Then one offer, one begin with the taking refuge in general Bodhicitta, the seven in the brief. Then oneself into deity, in the yoke of the deity, the mind, deity is for mind, in the yoke of that, you know, body and deity is holy body, like that. And then the natural great bliss, but you know, understanding, then everything is illusion. So in that, everything, looking at everything is illusion. And then the words that you recite with the perfect melody, you see, the expression of the country words, as you recite, then think all sentient beings, including the limited skies, they heard every words and actualize the meaning in there, the path in their hearts. So Gita says, as you remember, when the limited was planning, King of the Prayers, you know, the commentary, and then also Gaudiya Sutra, Dhammakaya Sutra, those times, Rinpoche explained that with the four unimaginable things, you know, Samji Mitchabashi, with the four unimaginable things, then one should listen to teaching, or even normally, you know, when you recite text or something, that Rinpoche explained. So there's a Buddha-Buddha-Sapas, you see, equal number of there. Atoms of the ten directional world. Thus, then, receiving the unimaginable, the nectar beams emitting from them, and so who receives the nectar? Is yourself, equal number of the atoms of the ten directional universe, and then. Also sentient beings. You know, the equal number of the atoms of the sentient directional universes, like that. And then purified the defilements, you see, unimaginable defilements, collected from beginningless birth, purified. So the first unimaginable thing is the Buddha Bodhisattvas, equaling the number of the atoms of the ten directional universes. Second is the sentient beings in yourself, the number of the atoms of the ten directional universes, and third is yourself, numberless, you see, oneself, the equal number of the atoms of the ten directional universes. Then second might be the sentient beings, equal number of atoms of ten directional universes. Then third one is the defilements, unimaginable defilements, you see, collected from beginning to birth, purified. So, I think four unimaginable things. So, basically, when you recite text, you see, Dharma text, you know, or things that normally do, should do with these, you know, so you begin with this meditation, you see, then truehood as it happens, goodness like that. So here it says, so if you recite benefits of one pointedly, as a benefit of reciting this with one pointed devotion, there's something different. Tepa and Kuba, there's a little bit differences. Teku in Tibetan, Tepa is devotion, Kuba is respect, but it's not just only external respect. Kuba, how do you translate it? Kuba. Sorry. How do you translate? Huh? Kuba. Teba. Kuba. Teba is devotion. I've forgotten. I think last time we talked about that. But respect that by discovering that kindness of that being. I think kindness of being. Kindness. But the devotion is because you know quality. You know, here, I think the Ku is kindness. I think it's a good word, and also a good devotion. That was the Kuba. So, by realizing kindness in the respect, kuba, things, kindness. There was one English word, venerating, venerating was something, kuba, veneration, or there's some word, but I remember. So, with one point devotion and kuba, respect. Normally, when you translate, you know, if you don't know how to, if you're not sure, it's better to use Tibetan language. You know, then there's no danger. It's safe. It is very safe. If you just use that, if you're not sure, then use this Tibetan word. You see, Sanskrit is a blessed word, but it's, again, you know, again, it's not a language that's known that you know. That the audience know is not that is not the language that they know. But the same was used on Sanskrit with Tibetan. I said you have to explain what it is. So normally I say use just Tibetan. You see, so it's kind of anyway. So if you do that, if you recite this with one point of devotion and respect, you see, the Buddha Sabbas always descend. To you, you see, must two sometimes, you know, maybe two times a day. I think, you know, I think that. What was it? Also, it doesn't make sense. That this in the past. This all this in the past anyway. So, so it must be day every day, you know, three times comes to you. I think, and blesses your mental continuum, and guide you. They guide you. And they protect you, the Vajapani and so forth, the wrathful beings, male wrathful, female wrathfuls, and the Brahmas, Indras, so forth, those you know, protectors, then the white side, you see, they are protectors, and Devas, Nagas, they protect you all day and all night. They watch you, what you're doing, all day and all night. I'm joking. So they protect you all day, all night. purifying all the defilements, negative karma, and then you never get upon the lower realms, and you achieve the higher birth, and also the message to remember, also you get the special qualities to remember past lives. Then I guess you develop that. You know, not all that, but you're able to see future of those things. Then, say, never separate away from bodhicitta, you know, in all the lives, you never separate away from bodhicitta and the right view, and able to complete the two merits, able to complete the work, collecting merits, you see, merit wisdom, merit virtue, you see, you're able to complete quickly. And then you're able to achieve the precious, state of enlightenment, full enlightenment. So this is a brief benefit, you see, the reciting the I am of the Chaitanya. So this is so incredible purification, as well as collecting so much merit for success. And then one thing is that, you know, it plants seed of the whole entire tantric path, you know, including enlightenment or plants extensive seed of the whole path and the enlightenment in your mental condition. So that each time when you are released, you become closer and closer to realizations of the path, tantric path, and as well as the Buddha's qualities. So it's an unbelievable fortunate one, to be able to recite. And that we have karma to recite this Madhya Sangati. Just even to recite is unbelievable. I remember that His Honor Sekong Tenshin Rinpoche, after Rinpoche passed away, then also I think His Honor advised to recite many numbers of these. So I remember Bodh Gaya, when His Honor gave teaching under the Bodhi tree, all the attendant gave this text to everybody, and one morning I think he recited there, under the Bodhi tree. So now, in the nation, it says, sort of some Tsajar Buddhist incarnation, studying there and got the Changzhe Monastery, now quite big. I think maybe, I don't know when, maybe some number of years, maybe to, you know, finish Geshe, I think, to complete Geshe, she said, finish Geshe, that sounds very strange. Or maybe learning, yeah, finish the learning, maybe that's one. And this helps very much reciting this to develop wisdom, to not forget. You know, I think to have wisdom or capacities, yeah, unforgetfulness and develop wisdom. So the young student, which is a teacher, Keshe Trukdo, Gen Trukdo La, so who is the expert of Jume. So I heard that he read those philosophical texts or something, this white long page. He read it 4 times. You know, he read it 4 times, then he's able to memorize. He just read it 4 times, then he's able to memorize, say by heart. Also, Geshe Tenyu, who was abbot before, who was abbot just before. Such unbelievable clear mind memory. So, Sanyo asked to Geshe Tenyu, how you have such a clear memory, you know, remember so much the teachings. So then he said, "That's because I've been reciting the I am the Shri Sangiti." So then the both of them they recite every day, but this is very common. It's very common in the four traditions. In Surukumbu, the monks, the Nyingma monastery, the monks, very common. Many people they recite, they do daily recitation. Japji tradition, which is one. I think the first time when I went in Nepal many years ago, I think the first time when we went, Lama and myself and Zina, we went to see Rinpoche. That time Rinpoche had this text on the Rinpoche's bedding. So Rinpoche mentioned us, so he was reciting the I am the Shri Sangiti. There was no reason to explain, but Rinpoche said what he was reciting. So before you recite the text, if you recite this mantra, 7 times, then even though you recite only 1 time, it becomes 10 millions of recitation. It becomes 30 million recitation. If you can recite Ayah Sankata Sutra or any Dhammakata Sutra or any Sutra or Tantra, whatever you want, before reciting, if you do this mantra 7 times, then it multiplies so much. So that means whatever benefit, incredible purification, collect essence, merits, whatever benefit it has by reciting 1 time, so you get that much double. So this mantra, the multiplying mantra, is very kind for us who are very lazy. Not those who are not lazy, but not those who are, like myself, those who are very lazy. So that's very good. that Buddha out of compassion, gave this mantra that multiplying this and that, you know, all that. One becomes many. Anyway. So when you recite, so you think, you see, the Guru Shatya, so since Buddha is teaching, then Guru Shatya, Buddha giving you teaching, you know, and then exercise the meanings in your heart, and you're also reciting for all sentient beings, giving teaching to them, and the meaning of the words are actualized within their hearts. So it's very good.